Today we're going to begin discussing the sugya of Harchoko, Simon Kuf Sadi Hey in Yeredeya. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph, quoting the Pasuk in Shir Shir, Sugaba Shoshanim, Hedge of Roses, the Gemara has the Drasha comment, Shafilu Kisuga Shoshanim, Lo Yifritzu Behen Pirtzas. That even if, when it comes to Benos Yisrael, they are only protected by a very flimsy mechitza, by a hedge of roses, they still will not reach that mechitza. And it represents this in the context of the Issur Yichud for Ishto Nida. That's how Tosis explains, Dibur Maskil, HaTorah Hi'ida Aleinu Sugaba Shoshanim, that even though, as opposed to all other Arayas where there's an Issur of Yichud, even though when it comes to Ishto Nida, there's no Issur of Yichud, nevertheless, we're not concerned that a woman is going to violate any averos just because we're makel on the Issur Michud, and that's what's reflected in the terminology of Suga B'Shoshanim. At the same time, Chazal tell us that there are other Gedarim that counterbalance the fact that we do have this Kula about the Issur Michud by Ishtonita. So Rush writes, and hence Hilchos Kitzur Nida, Bishvil Shemisyachi Tadur Ima, because the norm is that a husband and wife will engage in frequent yichud, even when she's in a state of nidus, Asu Gedur V'siyag Sheyiskeres Nidus Echazal instituted a certain gedarim in order to remind a husband about the nida status of his wife. And part of that is what's reflected, as we saw earlier in different contexts, the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Maisa of Tana Dever Eliyahu, which with the young Talmid Chacham who passed away at an early age because of his lack of adherence to these harchakos. And the Gemara there has a line that that they ate together, they drank together, they slept beneath achas, and that was the violation, or the fact that these harchakos were not in place in this relationship was reason enough for, or justification for, the untimely death of this young Talmid Chacham. So there were two different approaches that we showed him as to what the precise concern that is accomplished by these harchakos is. The Ravan, Nida Simin Shin Lamadal, Nida Simin Shin Lamadal, writes that the thrust of harchakos is to ensure that there's no situation of Tafra Yitzra, that a husband is not going to be in a situation where his yates is going to get the better of him because of kiruv das that's engendered through various contacts or interactions at the time that his wife is anida. So the Ravan writes, Inyan achilo v'shtisiya im hanida, as far as the harchakos related to eating and drinking, referenced in the Gemara Shabbos, which we'll talk about Bar Chava later, probably not today, Inyan is achil v'shisiyim anida Yisrael kedoshim hein v'nog v'sussol kedusha v'atzman. So Yisrael kedoshim, and they, sounds like this is a, in a Ravan's perspective, a bottom-up evolution, that they were no kedusha v'atzman, shalalacha v'lishto sima, v'gam shalalesha b'moshava, not to sit on the same bench, v'lo ligaba, isim yigia, u'mirdo b'dili mina b'yom, balayla. So these various harchakos in yame achila, shesia, kiruv, negia, yeshiva, this is all to avoid a situation of potential hergal davar. And quotes the Gemara in Shabbos of Tana Devalia. Yeah, Rami.
It's Shin Lamed Hey.
Oh, Shin Lamed Hey?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you. Shin Lamed Hey. However, the Ravan then goes on and presents a ensuing kula that emerges from that perspective on the chakos. The Ravan writes, "V'yeshen ogen Shelo lechol ad klos shivanikim. So some would have a practice of not eating together until the end of shivanikim, meaning even before the woman actually goes to the mikvah. Vehu kasher v'la. Deshur leka hergol avera el hergol mitzvah. Dekem the matzil mitzvah lo shavah keterev achal isura. So the Ravan says that since the whole concern is only one of shlo kefenu yisro of hergol avera, so once you have the once a woman has passed the end of her shivanikim, even if she hasn't gone to the mikvah yet, so actually tochlana beisur tochlana beheter, that we're not concerned that Yisro tokfo because she's about to go to the mikvah, and there's no reason that he would be nichshal if you have the easy opportunity of doing it beheter. So according to this, the woman finishes her shivanikim, she hasn't made it to the mikvah yet, so she could have a more intimate meal. The achalkas of achilah v'shesiyah could be waived that evening before she goes to the mikvah, because there's no further concern of hergel avera. The Ravia has a different approach. The Ravia in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. The Ravia presents it as a concern that maybe the husband is going to forget, or maybe the husband and wife together will forget that she's the Nida, and that could come Lidei Issa. So it's not that we're concerned of Yitkatenu Yisro, that he's going to lose himself, but they may legitimately forget that they're in a state of Nidus. Lashon HaRavia. The fact that, as we'll see, there are certain harchakos that are mutar ayde shinoi. If you do something in an abnormal fashion, so then we don't have to be concerned about these harchakos. So that speaks to a concern about forgetting the fact that they're in a state of nidus. If you do something in with the shinoi, then we're not concerned that you're going to forget, because the shinoi will remind you. And for that reason, Ravia says that there's no difference between Tov Shivanikim and Achar Shivanikim. Even if Shivanikim are over and she could well go to the mikvah, we're still worried that they may forget that she's in a state of nidus and come Lidei Avera, and therefore it would be usher to have any waiver of her chokos until she actually goes to the mikvah, even at the conclusion of Shivanikim. Ramosha writes in Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Zayin, Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Zayin, that in practice we assume that both reasons are correct, meaning there are certain harchakos that emphasize both of those themes. The harchakos of Shirei Hakos, that a man can't drink from the leftovers of the cup of his wife, so that's reflective of Kiruv Das, as opposed to harchakos like eating at the same table. So that's more reflective of a concern that they may forget that they are beneath us, even though it's not eating at the same table per se, is not going to lead to a extreme kirdas. Okay, and as we'll see, we've already seen a little bit, but as we'll see, some of these harchakos may be of deraisa origin, some derabbanan, and some mishum minhaga, or less. What is the orientation when it comes to harchakos? Are we oriented towards a chor perspective? Are we oriented towards a kula perspective, where there may be some latitude in either direction? There is a line in the Or Zeruah, Chelek Aleph Hilchas Nida, the end of Simen Shin Samach. Chelek Aleph, the end of Simen Shin Samach. So the Or Zeruah quotes a minhag, which we'll see, not today, has some reference in the Ramah. The Rosary writes, Yesh Nashim Shen Nimna'os Nilikanis Abeis HaKnesses Umiliga B'Sefer. There are women that had a practice of not coming to Shul, not only not holding, not touching a Sefer Torah, but not coming to Shul. Bimei Nidusa. The Rosary writes, Chumra Ba'amahi the afenosas. There's no ikar hadin consideration, but that's a reasonable, commendable chumra. There's someone that wouldn't even stand behind the nida while davening. Harbei chumras amar li sharasham. Klal shel davar kol ma sheyachol adam mahachmir benida yachmir v'tavol labracha. Or as we write, that even if there are chumras that people practice that have no real basis in halacha, are simply a minhag, and it may reflect a more extreme chumra than necessary ladina, nevertheless, that's commendable. And whatever additional achokos a person or a woman could institute in the context of nidus is to be commended. Tavu la bracha, that's appropriate. At the same time, okay, so that's what the author writes, that extra chumros in this area are commendable. Sidri Taras Sifkatan Gimel, according to Piskei Shuvah Sifkatan Dalid, Sidri Taras Sifkatan Gimel, according to Piskei Shuvah Sifkatan Dalid, in the context of the discussion, which we'll get to a little bit later, whether the Isser of Zrik of throwing something to Ishta Nida, which is a much later origin, not only the time we were showing him, but is that that minag or that that hanhaga of an Isser Zrika, does it even apply if you throw something up and your wife catches it on the downward fall? So in that context, the Sidra Tari writes, even if Ladina is mutter, hamachmir tavu labracha. So that's another instance of Poskim invoking the commendable nature of chumros in the context of harchakos. Similarly, Rav Moshe, chayli beiz yaradeya simin ayin hay, chayli beiz yaradeya simin ayin hay, in the context of carrying a heavy load together, which we'll also talk about in its own context as we move on. But Rav Moshe writes that even though one could argue that the isser of holding something together doesn't apply to a heavy masa, where it's the carrying it is simply a chore, and not anything that could engender kiruv das. Rav Moshe still writes in conclusion, "Mikol makom yesh lachush v'lasor mitzad the kol harchakos yisei radifa." That even though one could have presented a reasonable halachic argument to be matir carrying a heavy load together, Rav Moshe says it's better to be machmir and to aser, because of the orientation that when it comes to harchakos, additional harchakos are commendable. Okay, so that all reflects the notion in the Orza Ruah of being note to l'chumra, of endorsing additional chumras in the realm of harchakos, even if they're not Mikra Hadin mandated. On the other side, Rabbi Yonasan Irish is crazy placey. The crazy placey on Nidas called it the Pharisee Israel. So at the beginning of Sidur Kutzadi Hay, in the context of giving a present, are you allowed to give a present to your wife who's a Nida, which we'll also talk about in its own context shortly. So he passes that it's mutter, you're allowed to give a present to your wife. And he's matter along the same lines, blowing a feather off your wife's clothing. So he writes, She'ein iser shun kiruv das. There's no blanket iser when it comes to harchakos of any possible activity that could lead to kiruv das. Rak kiruv das b'negias dvarim hanavim lidei kurva d'gilu arayas. The only kiruv das, the only things that are prohibited, are things where there is a clear connection between that action of kiruv das, what he calls kiruv das in the context of a nida. Sorry, kiruv das in the gias dvarim hamavim lidei korva. Kiruv das in something that is going to lead to korva, the gilui arayas. Velo sosifu pen tigro. But if you're going to go overboard and add too many chumros beyond what's mandated, midina umini minhaga, then you have the you run into the possibility of leading to kulos. Every chumra has an equal and opposite kula. So that's the other perspective, that maybe we don't look for additional chumros in the realm of harchakos. So both of these perspectives exist in poskim, and we'll see how that plays out as we go on to discuss some of the details. Okay. Let's talk a little bit first about Chibuk V'Nishuk. Rambam, at the beginning of Perkaf Alti Surei Bia, writes that in the context of any Arayas, Kuli Nida, Chibuk V'Nishuk Derek Taiva is an Issa Daraisa, Bechla, Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva. Right, the Shidduch of Rambam, that Chibuk V'Nishuk Derek Taiva is Asa Min HaTorah, because of lo sikrifu. And the Ramban, in his sagas to the Sefer Mitzvos lo sase shinun gimel, lo sase shinun gimel, argues. Ramban writes, kefia iyun betamud ein adaber kein, shea bekriva shein bagili erva, kigon chibuk v'nishuk lav umalkas, that's not a lav deraisa, So the Gemara in Shabbos that we started with invokes Lo Sikrivu only in the context of Kriva of Gilui Erva, and not in the context of Chibuk V'Nishuk, which is a lower level. And in fact, whether Shkiva B'Mita Achas or V'Hibibiga is Mutter is subject to Machlokas there at the initial stage. So the Ramban thinks the fact that the Gemara only invokes Lo Sikrivu in the more extreme context of Gilui Erva of that which is directly Gilui Erva, and now in the context of Chibuk V'Nishuk, sounds like Chibuk V'Nishuk, even Derech Taiva, is not in the Torah, therefore no Chiyuv Malkus. The Mechaber in Eben Ezer Simen Kaf paskins like the Rambam, ostensibly. The Mechaber writes, beginning of Simen Kaf, Habal achas min arayas derech evarim, oh shechibet v'nishek v'nena v'kir basar, reza loke v'chashud al harayas. So the Mechaber paskins that any chibuk v'nishuk, or chibuk v'nishuk with one of the arayas is subject to malchus. What about Chibuk V'Nishuk? What about the Negiya Shalom B'Derech Chiba? So that's Chibuk V'Nishuk. The Beis Shmuel writes in Sifkatan Aleph there, L'Rambam Chayim Malkus Min HaTorah K'Shechibuk V'Nishuk Chayav Ekrisus Anisus Bezdin. Chayim Elav Nizam Malkus. He quotes the Ramban that even by Chayav Ekrisus Anisus Bezdin is only the Rabbanan. Then he quotes the Shuvah Samil Chassos, Afilim Eim Osa Derech Chiba, Sfirilei L'Rambam in the Reis Aser. That Mistim Aslashin Rambam, the Rashba thinks, that even Shalom B'Derech Chiba is Aser Min HaTorah. V'hu Sfirilei the Aser Min HaRabban, the Rashba argues. And then he references the Shach in Ar Simen. The Shach in Ar Simen is in the context of the case of the husband who's a doctor, and whether there's an allowance to touch his wife with a nida, the Negiya Shalom B'Derech Chiba. So the Shach there is Sifkat and Kaf in the end of Ar Simen. Right, the Mechaber in Sifri Zayin writes that the husband doctor is not allowed to touch his wife, even if there's a medical need. And the Rama says, if there's no other doctor and there's a sakana, it's mutter. Says the Shach, even according to the Mechaber, near Mechola Mesukah, Hisham Rofin, Mash Meksas, Midivrei, Chua Saramban, that means the Chua Sarash would be Chosin Saramban. The Shari may be Kuach Nefesh. So that's the Chua Sarash that we just quoted in the Bezos, in the Shmuel, that if there's a Pikuach Nefesh consideration, it would be mutter, because we're only talking about an Isser Dirabanan. Eliyashu Lomar de Lotameyazel, the Sphere Lady Nagia Nida, Eino Ella Midirabanan. Avala Rambam, the Nagias Erva Asim in the Torah, Hacha Afabishesh Pikuach Nefesh, Efshe the Asim, Hashem of Israel, the Gilei Arias. Mitzarach Iyad. So that's what he quotes from the Beis Yosef, that heter in the Shuvas HaRashba, that's only Lishitaso, that the Yisr Megiyah is only the Rabban HaShalom HaDerech Iba. But according to the Rambam, that it's also in the Torah, and it should be also because of his Raya, the Gilei Arayas, even in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. Says the Shach Ve'Nira, Devad Ayaf LaRambam, Lek Yisr Deraisa, Lek Yisr also came Derech Taiva Mechivas Biya. So the Shach argues that no, even according to the Rambam, even though the Rambam is so same, there's an Isser of Chiba Phoenicia across the board, but Negiya Shalom Adarach Chiba is not Asr Min HaTorah. That's only Isser de Rabbana. So the Shach here argues with Beis Shmuel and assumes that even according to the Rambam, there's no Isser Negiya Shalom Adarach Chiba is only Min HaRabbana, and therefore even the Mechaber who follows the Rambam would agree that in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh or Sakana, the husband could touch Ishto Nida when he's a doctor and there's a medical need, as that is in the Negiya Shel Avedera Chiba, which is only Aser Midera Banan, and therefore permissible the Shas Pikuach Nefesh or the like. Okay. The Rambam, yeah, ma'am?
Question. Mm-hmm. I thought Negiya Shel Avedera Chiba was Ezer Gamor. Like, the standard business shaylas Thank you.
The second Mishmaris of Negesh Rabbi Derachim is at Yerushalmi in Sota by Tenufa, where there's no Isser for the Kohen, or the prescribed way of doing Tenufa involves the Kohen touching the hand of the woman who's bringing the Korban. So is it that the standard here is because we are more makrin or chakas for ishtanida than for other arayas, so there's a higher threshold for when we allow a violation of those chakas, even shelo b'derechiba, in a way that would technically be mutter for people other than ishtanida. But it doesn't, you're right, and the shaka doesn't, it's not presented that way. I'm just looking a little bit here in the svarim. So you're right, maybe that's the reason. I have to check a little bit further.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. The Rambam Perkaf Aleph Halacha Dalin, Perkaf Aleph Halacha Dalin is here, Rebiya. Lo Yitzchok Lo Yaka Rosh Ima, that a person shouldn't engage in levity with his wife who's anida, Shelo Yargil Laver. And that's what the Mechaber writes, both here and in Simon Kaf Aleph Eben Ezra Sith Dalid. Here, the Mechaber writes, in Sith Aleph, Chai Vadim Lifresh Meishto B'meitim Asa, Ach Tispor B'titbo, V'lo Yisqaq V'lo Yakel Ro Shima, Shema Yargil Adera. Mutal Yisqaqim, Dekevin Shabala, Pamachas Tu Lo Takif Yisra. So the Yisra of Sechok the Kalis Rosh. Says the Shach in Sukkata days. Afilu Bidvarim. The Ramah adds the words Afilu Bidvarim. Liyisla Vulayaka Rosh Ima Afilu Bidvarim. In Margilin Laerva Vulo Yidaber Behenima. So if there are words that are going to lead to Erva, then you shouldn't engage in such conversation or use such language with your wife. It's in this context that the crazy placey that we mentioned earlier discusses the permissibility of giving your wife who's anida a present and rules leniently. And that's the consensus of most poskim, Bali Yashochan, Rabbi Eider, Shira Shevet Alevi, that it's permissible to give your wife a generic kind of present during the time that she is a nida. Rabbi Morgenstern calls him a Vilyashiv to avoid a kind of present that is marba chiba, and even raises the question as to whether you can give your wife flowers during the time that she's in need, because maybe that's a marba chiba. He concludes that hakol lefia inyan, it depends on the context. If I presume, even according to Rabbi Vilyashiv, if you bring flowers home for your wife every Erev Shabbos, so that's kind of shigruti, and that doesn't engender any particular chiba, and would be permissible. If you only give your wife flowers in very special occasions, so then maybe that would engender a certain kind of chiba. So there is a certain general run-of-the-mill present that doesn't engender any extreme chiba, is presumably mutter, and some matter of judgment and discretion as to what would cross the line, and that's not a one-size-fits-all answer. What about playing games, like board games? Is that, Lo Yitzchok doesn't mean Lo Yitzchok chess, but Rabbi Eier quotes from Ramosha that you shouldn't play ping pong with your wife, because that leads to Kira Das. Ping pong potentially raises other issues of Zrika, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But in the context of Schok, the Kalis Rosh, Rabbi Eier calls for Moshe not to play ping pong. The Debrit Siner, which we'll talk about a little bit later, Debrit Siner assumes he raises other issues with ping pong, which we'll discuss, but he doesn't think that ping pong per se generates any additional key of das. That's a Ber Moshe Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Osei. Ber Moshe Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Osei. I shared it with you a few minutes before the shiur, but we'll look at a different part of that shuva a little bit later. So Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Sefei, and Chayli Bey Osei, Chayli Bey Simon Samasayim, Chayli Bey Simon Samasayim, the Deborah Singer thinks that ping pong does not per se generate any unwarranted kirudas. Rabbi Ida writes that you should avoid playing chess and Scrabble. Rabbi Karp quotes from a Yashiv not to play chess. And Rabbi Arenfelder, Sukarno Vracha of Philadelphia, who passed away a few years ago, in one of his volumes of the Rishumei Aaron, which is brief, unsourced psakim and hanhogos from Ramosha. So in Chelek Aleph of his Rishumei Aaron, he quotes from Ramosha as well, not to play chess. The Sheva Levi writes, there's room to be machmer not to play dreidel on Chanukah. However, Rabbi Eider acknowledges that if you're playing one of these games in order to lift your wife's spirits, then that would be permissible. Rabbi Willig didn't see the need to be machmer on these kinds of games. It's not a situation that engenders any particular extreme kirudas, but the couple will on occasion play chess or Scrabble or something they like. Rabbi Willa didn't think that was a cause for concern. He may need this. But again, a lot of these things are subjective, and for one couple, something could engender kirudas, where for the other couple, it's totally shtiguti. I don't think that happened. Okay. I'm sorry?
Can you let her win?
Okay, so from that Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Yud Gimel, it's Mavua from the Maisa of Tana D'Vei Eliyahu, that Negia is Aser B'Ishtanida, even Be'etz B'Ketana, that's a Lashon Gemara. So any Negia, even Kol Shehi, is Aser B'Ishtanida. The Isra Hashata, extending something, that we don't find anywhere in Shas, and that is no mention of in the Rambam. The source of that is Mibes Midrash HaShorashi and the Bali Tosas. So Tosas writes, Yugimel Amidbeis and Shabbos Dibramaskal Bimei. Yugimel Amidbeis Dibramaskal Bimei also appears in Ksuba Samach Aleph Amid Aleph Dibramaskal Nichlefa. Ksuba Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. The Tosas writes, Virashi Hayanoeg Isir Lahoshit Mateach Miyada Liyada Bimei Nidusa. That Rashi had the practice of not, meaning being knowing in Isser against, extending a key from husband to wife's hands, b'nei nidusa. Near Lari, she is smach, mi seidir Eliyahu, tiksani amala, shema heveso lo, es shemen, shema heveso lo, pach. So, maybe there's a mashmos there, that it's not only Nagila that's a problem, but even Hoshata. Maybe you brought him the Shemen, maybe you brought him the Pach. That's not really a riot, because the end of that sentence is maybe you brought the Shemen and you ended up touching. So that's not a conclusive riot. The Tosos doesn't have a clear riot for the practice of Rashi. But nevertheless, as is quoted from Rashi, Rashi was nohein and iser hoshata miyada liyada bimei nidusa. Rashba, Torah Sabayis HaKatzar Dalamid Aleph writes, v'yoshi miyada liyada shem davar shema yiga bibisara. So even if it's not explicit in the Gemara that there is such an iser hoshata, but the riot Tosfos wanted to bring was from the Gemara Ben Negiah. And that's what the Rashi writes, that is the reason for Hoshata. The reason to prohibit Hoshata is because of a Chashash Nigiyah. And that's the context in which it's called in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis. lo yiga ba afilu b'efbektana, isa megia, lo yoshe miyada liyada shim davar, he shouldn't extend anything to her hand, lo yikablari miyada, nor receive anything from her hand, shema yiga b'sara, lest they come to megia. So the isa shata is an extra precaution atu megia. Beis Yosef in Evan Ezer, Beis Yosef doesn't quote this here, but he quotes it in Evan Ezer Kaf Aleph. Different Rashba, Rashba and Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simon 1188, Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf, Simon Eleph, Kuf Peches 1188. So Rashba there writes that the reason for the Isra Shata, the Rashba in Taras Abaya says it's because of a Chashash Negia. The Rashba and Tshuva writes, Shalibo Gaspa will be krivus muat ikol necha shehado avera. So it's not that it's a direct hashash negir per se, but more broadly, if you're going to allow for a shata, then it might engender a certain kiruv das that could lead to hergel avera. And the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Rucham that the isra of hashata even applies to a long object. So I would have said that would be a nafkamina between the two reasons of the Rashba. If the reason is chashash negia, there's no chashash negia when it comes to a long object. If the reason is kiruv das, and kiruv das could apply if they're holding something in an affectionate manner, even if it's a long object. But the Beis Yosef question of Ben Yeruchim, that's not a nafkamina. Ben Yeruchim says that even a long object is aser b'hashata, because you may still come to Negia. Because you may, even though it's a long object, you may not be careful, and you may come to hold it in a point closer to your wife. So even there, there's a chashash Negia. The Shach writes in Sifkat and Gimel, Lo Yoshimiya, Davafilu, the Davishu Arach. So Shach, that's right, said it applies even to a long object. The Aruch HaShulchan says that's a low blow. So according to Rabbeinu Yochanan, it's not a low plug. Rabbeinu Yochanan, the way the Beis Yosef quotes it, is that even if it's a long object, there's still a chashash negiah. Aruch HaShulchan presents it as a low plug, even where there is no chashash negiah, even if there was a concern, there's still aser across the board as a low plug. Okay, so that's the Isser Hoshata. And then, the Darkei Moshe quotes from Shuvas Binyamin Zev and the Agos Shari Dura, an additional Isser of Zrika. The Gemara only has Negia. Then, Beis Midrash Rosh HaRashi and the Bali Tosos and the Rashba have an Isser Hoshata. And then the Darkei Moshe quotes from some of the later Rishonim, an Isser Zrika. And now all the Rishonim agree to this. The Tashbeitz, Chela Gimel Simen Nun Ches Osei, Tashbeitz Chela Gimel Simen Nun Ches Osei writes Beferish, Zrika's Mutter, Shalom Asru El Aide Chiver Boshata. The Isser is only Hoshata, where there's a direct physical connection between husband and wife. They're both touching the same object at the same time. But Zrika is more removed. So the Tashbeitz writes, there's never any Isser of Zrika. And Bade Yishochan points out that there's a Ritvan Ksuba Samach Aleph from an Aleph. Ritvan Ksuba Samach Aleph from an Aleph, who writes that even Hoshata is Mutter Ayidei Shinoi. That if you do Hoshata in an abnormal fashion, then that's going to be Mutter. So he thinks that's along the lines of the Tashbeitz, that even the Minag of Rashi, and those that follow Rashi, was limited to a normal type of Hashata. It doesn't extend to Hashata with a Shinoi. It doesn't extend to Zrika. But the Darkei Moshe quotes an Isser even as Zrika, and that's what he quotes in Shulchan Aruch. V'chein ayidei Zrika miyada liyada o lehapach aser. Rav Avadya writes that even though there's no Zecher to this in the Mechaber, he thinks that it's appropriate for Sfaridim to be Machmir on Zrika as well. Not only a shot which appears in the Chaber, even though it's not in the Rambam, but even Zrika, Rav Avadya thinks that Sfaradim should be mafmir to practice an Isser Zrika. And Meir?
The Ramah does mention it, though?
The Ramah has the Isser Zrika, right. The Mechaber just has a shot and the Ramah has Zrika. The Baal Yishochan thinks on page Reis Samach Dalid that back to the two Rashbas, if the reason for Zrika is a Chashash Negia, so then it doesn't make sense to extend the Isser to Zrika. If the Isser Hashata, sorry, is for a Chashash Negia, it doesn't make sense to extend it to Zrika because there's no reason that Zrika is going to come anywhere near Negia. Hashata itself is only because of Negia. So Zrika through Hashata and Negia, that's too far removed. But if the concern is Kir Das, so then there's a possibility of Kir Das, even in the context of Zrik. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he says, he points out, you could have had another nafkamina between the two reasons for the Isser Zrika. If it's a concern of Chashash Negia, or at least when it comes to when it comes to Zrika, we potentially would be more inclined to be Nako if there are other people in the room, if you're only concerned about a chashash of Kir Das. If there are other people around, so the likelihood of having a chashash of Kir Das is minimal, as opposed to if the chashash Negia, so Negia isn't affected by whether there are people there or not. Okay, we did allude to this earlier, but the question of Zrika, of Hashat and Zrika, is relevant to Chuppas Nida. So just rehash it a little bit in our context now. What's the Derech HaMechuvar for Nesinas HaTabas for Kedushin in the case of Chuppas Nida? So the Bahetev in Evin Ezer Simin Samach Aleph Os Ches of Katan Ches, Evin Ezer Simin Samach Aleph of Katan Ches, the Bahetev quotes in the Minhagi Maril there was a minhag of dropping it, and the more common practice is to place it normally, which is a common practice now. And that's what the Sefer Sugaba Shoshanim, quoting for the first time, Kisser Sefer on Hilchos Harchokos, just in Simon Kufsari Hay, written by Rav Eliyahu Shmuel Vind. Toshin on Ches. So he goes that this is the old minhag Yerushalayim of doing the Mesiras HaTabas in the normal way for Chuppas Nida, and Rabbi Blut, Zichron Levach, who just passed away in the last year, writes that from Moshe as well, in an article in Volume Hay of Kovetz LeTorah Ulahara. As I think we quoted earlier, the Yerushalayim writes in the end of Simon Shin Mem Aleph that the Tzad Lahakel, excuse me, when it comes to Chuppas Nida, is the fact that they're not married yet. All the Hachakos are only relevant once already married. At that point, they're not yet married, so Hachakos are not in place, and there's no Isser of Hashata for anyone other than your wife. Rabbi Eider has another reason, Lahakel, that all the Chumras of Hachakos are only because, as we began, we're Nekel on the Isser Yichud. Because there's a Hatter Yichud of Isher Nida, so you have to counterbalance that Hatter with Harchokos. But by Chuppas Nida, there is no Hatter Yichud yet. So if there's no Hatter Yichud, that's another sniff to be Nekel on Harchokos. He's not saying that you can Nekel on all the other Harchokos. But at least the Indian Nesina Satabas Shal Kedushin, Rabbi Eider thinks that's another Svar Lahakel, that you don't have to be worried about the Hoshata. Uh, Rabbi Bluth in that article also quotes that what about giving over the ksuba, that common practice is for the husband to hand the ksuba to his wife under the chuppah. So he says, by chuppah's need, the best is that they should choreograph that that whoever's reading the ksuba hands over the ksuba, and you don't make a ruckus or tibbal, no one should notice. There's no piercing there. But if the chassan ends up holding the ksuba and is in an awkward situation where he's expected to give it to his wife, so then because there are all these reasons to be mako on hoshat at that point by chuppah's need anyway, and it's in a public area, and there's busha and sarach mitzvah, so Rabbi Bluth writes that that you could be mako on that as well. Okay. The Piskei Shuvos of Katan Dala that we mentioned earlier quotes from Piskei Shuvos of Katan Dala. Quotes from the Shuvos in the end of the Sefer Minchas Yaakov, which is the Taras HaShlamin, that a wife is not allowed to blow a feather off her husband's clothing. Which and then the crazy placey is Mako. And then he says, Od Kasav, the crazy placey, that he saw people were Mako to throw something up and have the wife catch it on the rebound. The Yesh Lahakel, he quotes the Siddur Tara saying you should be Machmir. That's the Siddur Tara. He writes that in general, you have the orientation to be Machmir. Rabbi Willard thinks that you have to be Machmir on this, that you're not allowed to throw something up and have her catch it on the way down. And that's what Rabbi Morkinson quotes from Avil Yashiv as well. I'm sorry?
The other option would be that, like,
I don't think it's all about any arc. I mean, the posse they're talking about throwing it up straight and then her catching it down. Throwing it an arc, I don't think it's called throwing it up and down. Right, I mean, the only hazard that they talk about is if you throw it straight up, so then there's no shaykhus between the up and the down. But if you're throwing it at someone, you're throwing it at them. It doesn't make a difference if it's at a you never throw something at a it's not gonna go straight, you have to throw it at an arc.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
I just
meant
yeah. So
this is
straight up and down.
Right. Okay, so what about
is it like about like catching it on retail?
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, could you throw something to her if she went, it's like onto your wife?
If what?
If you throw something onto your wife, like you're already sitting there, can you just like throw something?
No, that would be part of the same Mr. Speaker.
What if she's not paying attention? I don't know if that's a nice way to be.
I don't think that makes a difference.
Just going to meet her.
I think so. Mm-hmm. So what about the Zrika or Hoshata Zrika implications as far as ping pong? So in that tshuva of the Debit Siner, Simon Nun, he has a very user-friendly description and analysis of playing ping pong for those Hungarians like himself who probably didn't grow up with the game. So he writes, "Harasing the Ish Echad Shenafsha Lishal." He came with a very urgent shayla. He's allowed to play ping pong with his wife, who's anida. And for the uninitiated, this is how you play ping pong, in case you didn't know. L'mashal, ha'ish maka be'etz agol v'rachav al kadur katan kal hakfitza. So the husband hits with a round piece of wood on a small ball that jumps easily. So first the ball falls on your side of the net. This is, you have to play this on a table. That's why it's called table tennis. And then there's a net in the middle that divides the table into two. And then when the ball touches the table, the chelak hasamachla, when the part that's closer to you, kofitz lamaula meireshes al chelak hashulchan hasheni, then it bounces on the other side. Then his wife on the other side hits the ball again and it touches the table again. Because this is a very easily jumping ball. And then the excitement just builds. In Russia, are you allowed to play such a game? So he doesn't go up, he doesn't explain the difference between a tennis serve and a ping pong serve, but you get the pretty good picture. Veishafti lehater al pi divrei haplasi elu. So he's not here based on the placing. Who is Matir blowing off a feather? How is that the same? I'm sorry, the placing that allows throwing something up and not down. They don't throw the ball at each other. They have to bounce. Since there's no kiyur das here, he thinks it's mutter, and he doesn't think it's a problem with zrika, because since it's on the bounce, there's no direct zrika from one to the other. Now, if it fails to bounce, then you potentially do have a zrika problem, but he doesn't address that. He's assuming that the people know how to play.
Why is the balance not considered as
zrika? Because there's nothing directly from you to her.
So you can normally throw something unbalanced
to her? So he assumes, based on he's assuming that just as if you throw something up, she can get on the rebound down, that if you bounce something, that she can get it off the bounce. That's what it sounds like. Right.
It seems like there should be a difference between whether you're playing to win or you're valiant. Because if you're playing to win, you don't want the other person. You're not hitting her, you're getting away from her.
Right.
If you're valiant, then you're serving to her.
I heard from Michelle of Newberger that you expect to look like tennis.
Okay. I would assume that there's a yesh malka lahachmer in either direction, because depending, unless you're avid regular ping pong players or tennis players, I think there may be more of a cue of das in ping pong than in chess or Scrabble. I'm not sure if first of all, we're machmer against the crazy placey on throwing something up, and then so that his whole hatcher is based on that, so I think Yesh Lahafner on ping pong for that reason also. So then he goes on to say, lest you think that this is a robust endorsement of spending your time playing ping pong, Vani Dibarti Aliba Lazov Darko Zet Afil Kishi Torah Lutbo Ha'es Volimata Torah. So better to learn Torah than to play ping pong. Avalohu Ilu Devarb, it didn't work. So the only way that he can keep his wife out of the movies is by playing ping pong with her. So then, it could be Sakam Stefashos, or it's a matter of a triage. He also allowed them to play chess. The Shaman Zanikra, Nagar Vashis Atar, Hashka Fasenu, Shein adon la'ashkafes yoshve bedinas artzos habris. La'omek hiluch ma'ashavtan ein la'ashim amklal al zeh ki lo ro'u tobiza. They know no better. V'hergo ma'asa teva v'kasha ba'od la'achlifo. So he thinks mikra din ping pong is mutter, but yesh lefakbek al dvarav in both counts, so both in terms of the kiyum das and in terms of the zrika. So I think that is what to be machmer about to avoid ping pong. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't think everyone is, or Rabbi Willig is, Rabbi Yashu, I'm sorry? Well, then he goes to Siddur Tara, it's not
clear. He says a Siddur Tara, a campus
Siddur Tara. Right, it's hard to, it's usually hard to quote the Piskei Tshuva as taking, you know, when the Piskei Tshuva quotes multiple opinions, even the Piskei Tshuva quotes something, it doesn't necessarily make it the Psaka Mekubal. So it's hard to know based on that, but there are, there definitely are contemporary poskim that are mafmir. I don't remember of the Kitzur Svarim of Note if anyone beferish. I mean, the Rebbe Senior here seems to be Mekel. I don't remember about Rabbi Eider or some of the others if they're Mekel. We can take a look. Okay, can we go another 10 minutes? The Baal Yerushalayim writes in Sifkat in Yotes that even in a situation where women potentially could be embarrassed by the Isser HaShata, you're in a public place, and there's a situation where socially it would be expected to hand something to your wife or vice versa, and it'll be embarrassing if you're not able to do that. So the Baal Yerushalayim writes, that's not enough reason or justification to be Mako on Hoshata. Now, Ramosha has an interesting perspective, which may be a little bit dated. Chelik Beis Yeredeya Simen Ayin Zayin. Chelik Beis Yeredeya Simen Ayin Zayin. So this is in the context. Second. Yes, so Ramosha writes. As far as the potential embarrassment of being in a compromised hoshata situation or the like. Not such a bizayon. Everybody knows that every woman of a certain age is going to be a nida for at least 12 days a month. So if they're not in the Salakistan. And so everyone knows that every woman, 50% of the time, is going to be a Sula Baila. It used to be the Yom Kamonim, there were big day nidas, so women would wear different distinctive clothing when they went outside. And everyone knew that when a woman was a nida, that women were not embarrassed if it was known that they are nidos. So Rabbi Willig pointed out in this context that that's true, that B'yam and Kamonim, women were big day nidos, women were Makbid on Tar, but that's not the case anymore. And nowadays in Yanni Tumah are only relevant Bein Ish L'Ishto. So it is reasonable that a woman is going to be embarrassed if she's in a public setting, and it's going to be apparent that she's a nida because of the inability to engage in hoshata or the like. So that's not enough of a reason to be makel on the Isurei hoshata or zrika, but it is a perspective to keep in mind when trying to minimize the embarrassment or potentially in situations where there are other sneifim to add to the mix that could allow for kulas. Along the lines of what the crazy placey wrote that we started with, of Los Asifu Pentagro, that if you're not at least sensitive to the potential embarrassment, and you're unduly mafmir where there's room to be makel, so then that could lead to kulas down the road. The Chai Adam, yeah.
Is there any fundamental reason why we don't want other people to know that?
No, the issue, there is a fundamental reason to be master well tfilasa. That's the Ramani and the Chesedekas we spoke about many times. There's no fundamental reason that people shouldn't know, but there's a certain embarrassment, which is a reality that that most women have, and it's not a feeling that we need to discourage. It's just a reality. But the Chai Adam addresses this in the Pesach context. Klal Kuf Lamed Seder Lel HaPesach Ozayin. Klal Kuf Lamed Seder Lel HaPesach Ozayin. So he writes, at the point in the Seder where the minig is to lift up the Ka'ara, so he writes, the minig was that everybody would lift up the Ka'ara together. And sometimes a wife is a Nida and she's embarrassed. Either she's embarrassed or they're going to come the day schok. So he thinks that for that reason, better that a woman should never lift up the kara. Meaning, even though originally the way he presents it, there was a minhag ever to lift the kara together. And then you would know who's a need or not because the woman is a need that wouldn't lift up the kara with her husband. So to avoid that embarrassment, the Chai Adam says better that the woman should never lift up the kara. And then you'll never be faced with an embarrassing situation. And so Rabbi Willig pointed out that he would never hand the besamim to his wife directly at Havdalah, so that there wouldn't be a uncomfortable situation when he couldn't. If you think ahead of time about how to avoid such situations, are usually avoidable. So that's like the Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam's low plug. The better never to lift the Seder plate together, so you won't notice. But never hand the Besamim directly, because then you won't notice when you do and when you don't. Ramosha in Chela Bey Simon Ayin Hay, in the context of lifting a heavy object together. So Ramosha entertains that you could distinguish between a light object and a heavy object, that that lifting a heavy object is a masoi, there's no kiruv das, but lemaisa, he thinks you have to be mafmir on that as well. So writes in Sugaba Shoshanim, in the name of Dayan Weiss, Perek of Aleph Siftas in the Sugaba Shoshanim, that you can lift a heavy object together, just as you can sit on a long bench together that moves, because you can feel the movement of the other party. So if you're lifting an object together, even if it's heavy, you can on some level feel the movement of the other party. Rabbi Eider writes, Mishemer Moshe, that there used to be this thing called a telephone with a cord. So if the wife is talking on the telephone, and the cord is on the floor, and the husband wants to pass, so he's allowed to pick up the cord so he can walk under the cord and get to the next room, because those are two separate objects, even though the cord is connected to the phone, but fundamentally the phone and the cord are two separate objects. Revozner writes this as well, that you can pick up the cord even if your spouse is talking on the phone. Deborah Cedar's Machmir, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, he thinks that there's a concern that maybe if you're going to pick up the cord, that's going to cause some movement on the phone, and that's like the Safsal Hamasnatnate, and therefore you should avoid it. And the Sugaba Shoshanim is Machmir that also in the beginning of Perek Yedaled, not to pick up the cord if your wife is talking on the phone. He's also machmir not to remove laundry from the same hook, not hook, line. What's it called?
Line.
Line. Line, right. That otherwise shouldn't remove one at the same time for the same line, because one of them could move the line and then there will be the reverberations that the other will feel, and that's like a sasal hamis nadne. Then he quotes the Sugabe Shashidem, quotes from the Levushei Mordechai, who is Makel, if you have a soda machine, that one spouse can open the spigot and the other spouse could or hold the machine while the soda's while the water's coming out, and the other spouse could hold the cup underneath, because that's two separate objects. Okay, Rabbi Ida writes that if your wife is holding a book, you can read it as long as you're careful not to touch each other. And Rav Osner is machmer that. But as his Sugal Mashal Shenem writes, that's called the union. And you have to, in many of these situations, that could go either way. You have to assess whether there's a real chashash. If it doesn't fit into an absolute category of isser, you have to assess, is there a real chashash of negiah? Is there a chashash of kiradas? And sometimes these things are subjective. It may depend on the individual circumstances, the individual people, and not there isn't a one-size-fits-all answer. Okay, let's stop here for today. Next time, we will talk about Ne'er Havdalah and the Samim in the context of holding one for the other, and then move on to the Harchakos of Inyanei Achila.